Listening Library presents The Kissing Booth by Beth Reekles. Read for you by Cynthia Holloway. Chapter 1.
Do you want a drink?
Lee called from the kitchen as I shut the front door.
No thanks, I called back. I'll head on up to your room.
Sure thing.
I'd never stopped wondering at how big Lee Flynn's house was. It was practically a mansion. There was a room downstairs complete with a 50-inch TV and surround sound. Not to mention the pool table and the heated pool outside. Even though I treated it like a second home, the only place I felt really, really comfortable was in Lee's bedroom. I opened the door and saw the sunlight spilling in through the open doors leading to his small balcony. Posters of bands covered the walls. His drum kit sat in the corner next to a guitar, and his Apple Mac was proudly displayed on a smart mahogany desk that matched the rest of the furniture. But just like any other 16-year-old boy's room, the floor was littered with t-shirts and underpants and stinky socks. A half-eaten sandwich festered next to the Apple Mac, and empty cans were strewn over almost every surface. I launched myself onto Lee's bed, loving the way it bounced. We'd been best friends since we were born. Our moms both knew each other from college, and I only lived a 10-minute walk away now. Lee and I had grown up together. We might as well have been twins. Freakishly, we were born on the same day. He was my best friend. Always had been and always will be, even if he did annoy the hell out of me sometimes. He turned up just at that moment, holding two open bottles of orange soda, knowing I'd have drunk.